Oh, we've got a great group of guys. You know, I think just the main thing is just to do your assignment, you know, and that's pretty much it. We've got a great group of guys that, you know, we all compete every day. So I don't think anything's, you know, for sure set. It's just what you do every day on the field and just continue to do that.
How would you assess your relationship with these other guys in terms of helping each other? And like last year, did you get help from Lofton in terms of you?
Yeah. It's been like that ever since I've been here. You know, last year, me and Curtis were competing, and he would help me every day with different things. So that's, you know, I'm trying to learn from him and do the same thing. So, you know, if a younger guy, you know, Corey James right now is my backup. He has questions. You know, I'm happy to answer those. And, you know, we all help each other out. So,
how much do you enjoy the green dot role of being the Sigma caller and all that? Is that?
I mean, yeah, I've been doing that since college. So it's something that I'm used to.
Is it, what's the important, what are the keys to doing that and communicating everything out quickly and well, how?
I mean, the keys are really just, you know, getting the call in my ear and just repeating what coach calls to everybody else. So it's not too hard. Mm-hmm. Just got to be able to listen and be able to speak. So he gives me the call, I relay the call, and then we get to playing. So
when you are wearing that green dot though, Ben, you are kind of seen as the quarterback of the defense, for lack of a better term, and then being in the middle, that you look around and you see Mac on one side, Irvin on the other, the two new guys in the secondary, and Sean Smith, and is it kind of like being a kid in a candy store then at that point, when you're looking around, you see all these shiny new toys around
you? Yeah, man, we've got playmakers all over the field, so it's definitely fun to be able to, you know, give the plays to those guys and see what they can do with it, and you know, we're looking forward to this Friday and just the rest of the season.
How does that pump up your own confidence, though, to know that all this, I guess, talent is around you?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. You know, being in the middle, just having just different pieces all around me, you know, it definitely gives me confidence and makes me feel like I can play fast. So.
What areas do you think you've improved the most from where you were last year at this point?
Just knowing the fundamentals of the defense, you know, being in the same system for more than 1 year. You know, I've said this before, but, you know, in college I had multiple defensive coordinators, multiple head coaches, multiple position coaches. So just to be in a system where I'm used to the same system for more than 1 year without having to, you know, learn something new has definitely helped me a lot.
It had to have been a great vote of confidence for you in that the team didn't draft a linebacker in your role. What was your reaction to that decision by the team?
I don't really pay much attention to that. I mean, we did. If you think about it, you know, we drafted Corey James in the sixth round, and, you know, he's a great player. He's been making a lot of plays. He had an interception out there today. So, you know, Corey's a young kid that's definitely going to have a big role on, you know, wherever it is, defense, special teams. And he's definitely fighting for a position. So, it's the competition is fierce, and, you know, we're just doing everything we can to just compete. And, you know, I don't really pay attention to the draft or anything like that. You know, we took a linebacker in the sixth round, and, you know, Corey's a good player. So,
when we spoke last, you had said that it was the goal for you to move to the middle. Is that when you say that? Do you mean like from the beginning, from the moment they drafted you, or was there a time in which that became the goal?
No, I mean, I was drafted to play middle linebacker. So obviously, as a player, as a competitor, you want to be the starter. So that's been the goal, is just to become the starter, and you know, hopefully we just keep the ball rolling.
Middle linebacker, you don't necessarily look like the prototypical middle linebacker type. What do you think suits you to that role, though, in that position?
Just this position I play, so I'm just got to do the best I can.
How much fun is the versatility on this defense? Because when you guys are listed depth chart-wise as a 4-3, but when we're watching, it looks like a 3-4 and then sometimes a 5-2.
Yeah, we do a lot of different things. You know, we just, as a players, we play what the coaches call, and that's pretty much it. I mean, we have a bunch of different fronts, different packages that we get in, but, we've got different personnel. It's fun to be able to toy around a little bit and use a bunch of the new guys. Like you just said, you know, we've got Bruce Irvin, who's an amazing athlete, and, you know, Khalil Mack on the other side, so we can do some very fun things.
What's your assessment of defense this year compared to last year this time?
It's hard to compare. You know, we definitely added a lot of new players. So, you know, we lost Charles and Justin Tuck, and, you know, those guys are irreplaceable. But, you know, we bring in guys like Bruce Irvin, and we draft Carl Joseph. You know, we bring in Reggie Nelson and Sean Smith. You know, we lost some good players, but I think we added them back and got some very good players that we added. And, you know, it's hard to compare the two, but I think we definitely have a very fast defense.